The House, please come to order. Will members please indicate their presence by voting? Will the clerk please note the presence of Representative Abood?
He's supposed to be there.
Does any member fail to indicate their presence by voting? Will the clerk please take the roll?
36 members present.
Representative Abood?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Excused from the call today are Representative Zaroff, Zaroff Barnes, Furness from 6 p.m. on, Representative Tischer from 10:30 a.m. on, and if you'd note, Mr. Schultz, Representative Schultz has not been in the House because of a death in the family. I request that he be excused today also.
Is there objection to the, I believe, Representative Abood, if you'd move and ask unanimous consent that Representative Schultz be excused from the call today, then we'll handle it that way.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent Representative Schultz be excused from the call of the House today.
Is there objection? Hearing none, Representative Schultz is excused from the call of the House today. Will the members please rise for the invocation by Father Dennis O'Neill, St. Peter the Apostle Catholic Church.
Let us pray. Father in heaven, you sent forth your word to renew the earth and bring us salvation. From these halls come forth many words, some of which bear much weight, some straw in the wind. Lord, we thank you for your gift of speech. Guide these, our lawmakers, in their use of this gift. Let them speak with measured tongue, kindly, with respect, never harshly, always guarding the truth. May their words bear fruit for our society and bring honor to those who work to produce them. We ask this in your name, O Lord. Amen.
Representative Martin?
Yes, Mr. Speaker, that was an awful tall order that the good Padre asked for this morning, but I concur and ask that move and ask unanimous consent and we spread the words on the journal.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the prayer will be spread on the journal. Will the clerk please certify the journal for the 79th legislative day?
As chief clerk, I certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 79th day.
Representative Abood?
I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal for the 79th day be approved as certified by the chief clerk.
Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. This brings us to introduction of guests. For the guest for introduction, Representative Vasca.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, in Gallery B, a constituent of mine from the village of Tuntutuliak. He's in the corner, Nelson Angapa.
Representative Gall.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Today in Gallery A, I have some close-up students visiting the legislature from Cordova, Nicole Holliday and Mary Rollins, and with them is their teacher, John Goodridge. And also, Mr. Speaker, from Haines is teacher Mike Anderson and close-up students Ann Hinman and Andrew Swift. Thank you.
Representative Kopanen.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On behalf of Representative Schultz, who can't be here today, I'd like to introduce Ted Wilson, teacher from Northway, and Glenda Demet and David Donnelly from Tok, close-up students. And on my own behalf, I'd like to introduce Elizabeth Driggs, who is a close-up student from Fairbanks.
Representative Miller?
Mr. Speaker, I'd also like to introduce some close-up students from my district in Gallery A. There are Sarah Ponchik-Newt, Scott Paul, and Don Frederick.
Representative Furness?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It gives me great pleasure to introduce to this body Reverend David Smith. Reverend Smith is a guest minister here in Juneau. He's also from Anchorage. Also in Gallery A is Reverend William Nichols. He's a pastor of the Church of God, of which he's a guest in fact, Mr. Smith is a guest of Pastor Nichols. We'll get that straight here. Please join me.
Representative Ringstead.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In Gallery A, we've got a couple more people associated with the close-up program from Fairbanks. First, there's teacher Carolyn Gray, and two students, Tony Lee and Marcella Wise.
Representative Herman.
Mr. Speaker, I have two group of close-up participants to introduce today. From ADAC, Ellen Dennis, the teacher, Melissa Cheney, and Shelley Wells. And from Dillingham, Ernest Jennings, the teacher, and Frank Woods and Karen Roberts.
Representative Grusendorf.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In Gallery A, I have some close-up students that are here visiting from HUNA, Michelle Peterson and Nick Marvin, and the instructor is John Shelton. Would you please welcome? While I have the floor also, Mr. Speaker, the counselor for the close-up program, who's been here several times and is now squaring this group through the system, is Judy Omer from Petersburg.
Further guests for introduction. Messages from the governor.
Dear Mr. Speaker, I've signed the following resolution and I'm transmitting the engrossed and enrolled copies to the Lieutenant Governor's office for permanent filing. House Committee Substitute for Senate Joint Resolution 11 H&SS relating to health care delivery to non-native dependents by the United States Public Health Service. Legislative Resolve Number 9. Signed sincerely, Bill Sheffield, Governor. I have no further messages from the governor, Mr. Speaker.
Messages from the Senate.
The Senate approved the following citations, and they are transmitted for consideration. Honoring close-up students by Senators Ferguson, Mulcahy, Sackett, Moss, and Fahrenkamp, and Representatives Fuller and Adams. And a citation honoring Glenn Cobb by Senators Kurtula and Fahrenkamp. The Senate approved the following citation, and it is returned, honoring Bill English. The Senate has passed the following bills, and they are transmitted for consideration. Senate Bill Number 97 by Sackett. An act making a supplemental appropriation to the Department of Health and Social Services for payment as a grant to Bethel Social Services Incorporated and providing for an effective date.
Senate Bill 97 is referred to the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee and the Finance Committee.
Senate Bill Number 98 by the Finance Committee, an act making supplemental appropriations for financial assistance to municipalities, unincorporated communities, and other recipients and providing for an effective date.
Finance Committee substitute for Senate Bill 98 is referred to the Community and Regional Affairs and Finance Committees.
I have no further messages from the Senate, Mr. Speaker.
Other communications?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of standing committees.
The Committee on State Affairs has had House Concurrent Resolution 28, requesting the Governor to declare May 29, 1983, Governor George A. Parks Day in honor of the 100th birthday of George A. Parks, under consideration and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Abood, Chairman, concurred in by Abood, Cowdery, M.M. Miller, Furness, and Larson. Is that M.M. or M.W.?
Yes.
House Concurrent Resolution 28 has no further referral. The Committee on Resources has had House Joint Resolution 38, Marketing and Transporting Alaska's Natural Gas, under consideration. Recommends it be replaced with Committee Substitute for House Joint Resolution 38 Resources with the same title and recommends that it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Ringstead, Chairman, concurred in by Euling, Cowdery, Liska, Gall, Bussell, Larson, and Ringstead. House Joint Resolution Number 38 has no further referral. The Committee on State Affairs has had sponsor substitute for House Bill 34, regulating succession to the office of Lieutenant Governor and providing for an acting governor under consideration and recommends that it do pass and attaches a zero fiscal note and a new fiscal note. The report was signed by Mr. Abood, Chairman, concurred in by Abood, Furness, Larson, Cowdery, Schultz, and M.M. Miller. Sponsor substitute for House Bill 34 has a further referral to Judiciary. The Committee on Judiciary has had House Bill 48, repealing certain insurance laws, under consideration, recommends it do pass and attaches a zero fiscal note. The report was signed by Mr. Bussell, chairman, signing due pass, Liska, Barnes, Wente, and Bussell, having no recommendation, Clarkson and Malone. House Bill 48 has no further referral. I have no further standing committee reports, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of special committees.
There is a report from the Joint Special Committee on Legislative Reform, which has been duplicated and placed on each member's desk. And it was signed by Representative Randy Phillips and Barbara Locker, and Representative Mike M. Miller signed no recommendation. The second conference committee, which has had House Bill 166, making special and supplemental appropriations for oil and gas matters effective date, and Senate committee substitute for House Bill 166 rules, effective date failed Senate, under consideration, recommends that House Bill 166 by the second conference committee, making special and supplemental appropriations for oil and gas matters effective date, be adopted. The report was signed by the Senate members, Ray Chairman, Mulcahy, and Fakes, by the House members, Cowdery Chairman, Tischer, and M.M. Miller.
Representative Boone.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the House concur in the second conference committee report for House Bill 166, making special and supplementary appropriations for oil and gas matters, thereby adopting House Bill 166.
Will the clerk please reread the report, and then Representative Clarkson, I'll in.
The second conference committee, which has had House Bill 166 and Senate committee substitute for House Bill 166 rules, effective date failed Senate, under consideration, recommends that House Bill 166 by the second conference committee, that really is House Bill 166, be adopted. The report was adopted by the Senate members, Ray Chairman, Mulcahy, and Fakes, by the House members, Cowdery Chairman, Tischer, and M.M. Miller.
Representative Clarkson.
I object just for the purpose of a question. That's why I guess you answered it. This conference committee bill is now exactly as the bill passed the House of Representatives. Is that correct?
Representative Abood?
That's correct, sir.
In that case, I
Representative Miller?
This will be the last.
Yes. Thank you, Representative Miller. Is there debate? Are you ready for the question? Question is, shall the House concur in the second conference committee report for House Bill 166, thus adopting House Bill 166? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk, may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Clerk, may take the roll.
37 yeas, no nays.
The House has concurred in the second conference committee report for House Bill 166, thus adopting House Bill 166. Representative Abood.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call shown on House Bill 166, Second Conference Committee, I'll get it in a minute. The effective date be shown as the roll call on the, as a roll on the vote on that 166.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the effective date is adopted. Are there further reports of special committees?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Malone.
Speaker, may we have a brief at ease, please?
Will the House please stand at ease? Before the at ease, we were down to introduction of citations and resolutions.
Citation in memoriam Keith S. Swanson by Representative Vasca. Citation in memoriam Robert A. Francis by Representative Duncan. citation in memoriam Richard Diedrich by Representatives Locker and Larson. A citation honoring National Medical Laboratory Week by Representatives Wente and McBride. Citation honoring Roberta Bobby Hull by Representatives McBride and Wente and Senator Ziegler. Citation honoring Floyd Harris Guthrie by Representatives McBride and Wente and Senator Ziegler. Citation honoring Georgia Scanis and Richard Stone by Representatives McBride and Wente and Senator Ziegler. Citation honoring Myrtle Stalnaker, I'm not sure how to pronounce that, by Representatives Bussell, Fritz, and Hayes. Citation honoring Teresa May Bentley Johnson by Representative Flood. I have no resolutions for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Bussell.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. May we revert briefly to introduction of guests?
Without objection, we'll revert to introduction of guests. Representative Bussell.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In Gallery B is a gentleman that will be recognized by a good many of the body. I'd like to introduce to you today Jim Palin, the manager of Matanuska Electric.
Representative Larson.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Bussell beat me on that one, but I'm going to steal one of his constituents from him. Also in Gallery B, we have a gentleman who served with me on the Capital Relocation Committee, Mr. Glenn Fredericks.
Representative Furnish.
Mr. Speaker, I also note in Gallery B another guest. I can barely see him between the posts here. The Chief of Police from Anchorage, Mr. Brian Porter. I couldn't see him early. I understand he's been introduced. Glad to see him.
Further guests for introduction? This brings us back to the regular order of business. Introduction, first reading, and reference of bills.
House Bill number 326 by Bussell, an act amending and repealing provisions of the Alaska Exemption Act.
House Bill 326 is referred to the Judiciary Committee.
House Bill 327 by Pestinger, an act relating to the payment of attorney services and expenses for indigent criminal defendants prosecuted by municipalities and providing for an effective date.
Judiciary and Finance Committees.
House Bill 328 by Kopanen, Clarkson, and Wente, an act relating to subdivisions of state land.
Community and Regional Affairs and Resources Committee.
House Bill 329 by Kopanen, Dave, and Davis, an act allowing municipalities to exempt land from property taxes and from special assessments for fire protection service and fire protection facilities and providing for an effective date.
Community and Regional Affairs Committee.
House Bill 330 by Kopanen, Clarkson, and Wente, an act relating to construction of streets and subdivisions of state land.
Community and Regional Affairs, Resources, and Finance Committees.
I have no further bills for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
This brings us to consideration of the daily calendar. Will the clerk please read the first item on today's calendar?
House Bill 187 by Ringsted by request, an act relating to regulation, licensing, and fee for fur farming. The Committee on Resources has had House Bill 187 under consideration, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 187 Resources with a new title, recommends it do pass and attaches zero fiscal notes. The report was signed by the co-chairman, Mr. Ringsted, and concurred in by Larson, Bussell, Liska, Cowdery, Schultz, and Ringsted. VASCA has no recommendation. The Committee on Finance has had House Bill 187 under consideration, recommends it be replaced with the Resources Committee substitute with a new title, recommends it do pass and attaches 2-0 fiscal notes. The report was signed by Mr. Adams, Chairman, concurred in by Adams, Flood, Ward, Duncan, Grusendorf, Pestinger, Martin, and Bettesworth. I have one committee substitute on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Abood.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the House Committee substitute for House Bill 187, Resources, be considered in lieu of the original bill.
Be adopted in lieu of the original bill?
Yes.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the Resources Committee substitute for House Bill 187 is adopted in lieu of the original bill. Does the clerk have amendments?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Abood?
Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that committee substitute for House Bill 187 Resources be considered engrossed and advanced to the third reading and placed on final passage.
Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Will the clerk please read the bill for the third time?
Committee substitute for House Bill 187 Resources by the Resources Committee, an act relating to regulation, licensing, and fee for fur farming and providing for an effective date.
Is there debate? Are you ready, Representative Ringstad?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This bill was originally suggested to me by the fur farmers by their request, and they had several problems in recent years trying to work with three different agencies. It's basically trying to clean it up. We've worked through the three different commissioners who all agree as with the bill and direction it's going, and the fur farmers have been involved in this all the way through, and they seem to be agreeing, and at that point I don't see any real problems with the bill, and I would just request the support of the members.
Is there further debate? Representative Clarkson?
Well, since the topic's been brought up, you mentioned three commissioners. What are those three commissioners, and do they all support this legislation?
Representative Ringstad?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The three commissioners, the three agencies that are involved are Department of Fish and Game, Department of Natural Resources, and Department of Environmental Conservation. And they all have been involved, and they all do agree.
Is there further debate? Are you ready for the question? Question is, shall the Resources Committee substitute for House Bill 187 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Clerk may take the roll.
37 yeas, no nays.
The Resources Committee substitute for House Bill 187 has passed the House. Representative Abood.
Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call shown on Committee Substitute for House Bill 187 Resources be shown as the roll call on the effective date.
Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Will the clerk please read the next item on today's calendar?
House Bill number 240 by Cowdery, Pestinger, Flood, and Hayes, an act repealing an appropriation made to the City of Anchorage for the Potter Valley Access Road and making special appropriations to the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities and for payment as a grant to the Municipality of Anchorage and providing for an effective date. The Committee on Finance has had House Bill 240 under consideration, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 240 Finance with a new title, and recommends that it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Adams, Chairman, concurred in by Adams, Pestinger, Ward, Flood, Grusendorf, Duncan, Bettesworth, and Martin. I have one committee substitute on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Abood.
Mr. Speaker, I moved that committee substitute for House Bill 240 Finance be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Ask unanimous consent?
Ask unanimous consent.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the Finance Committee substitute for House Bill 240 is adopted in lieu of the original bill. Does the clerk have amendments?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Abood?
Mr. Speaker, I move to have the committee substitute for House Bill 240 Finance adopted in lieu of the original bill and ask unanimous consent.
The motion before us, Representative Abood, would be the motion to advance from second to third reading.
So advance to the third reading and be placed on final passage.
Why don't you withdraw your previous motion?
Mr. Speaker, I withdraw my previous motion.
Ask unanimous consent.
And ask unanimous consent.
Without objection, the previous motion is withdrawn. Representative Abood.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the committee substitute for House Bill 240 Finance be advanced in... be advanced to third reading and placed on final passage, and I ask unanimous consent.
Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Will the clerk please read the bill for the third time?
Committee substitute for House Bill 240 Finance by the Finance Committee, an act repealing an appropriation made to the City of Anchorage for the Potter Valley Access Road and making special appropriations to the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities and for payment as grants to the Municipality of Anchorage and providing for an effective date.
Is there debate? Representative Cowdery?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The committee substitute for House Bill 240 repeals the 1982 grant to the city of Anchorage for the Potter Valley Access Road located in South Anchorage and reappropriates the money to the new reapportioned districts. I think it would be appropriate to explain to the body that before reapportioned, South Anchorage was comprised mostly of District 11, which is now District 7, 8, and 9. And the legislatures of that body worked and attained these funds for the Potter Valley Road. But we got to keep in mind that the district was an area south of Tudor Road and west of south of Sand Lake. So in drafting this transfer bill, I wanted to ensure that these funds stay in the general area, what is now District 7, 8, and 9. And I also chose projects that will benefit these districts, but also addresses the citywide needs and have the support of the assembly and the mayor. And they have long stated that they wanted at least a portion of this funding to go towards the projects that's stated in the bill. I'd like to, in closing, I'd like to stress that these funds were originally intended for South Anchorage and should be utilized there, benefiting South Anchorage. These projects are worthy, and I hope that this will put an end to the battle over this appropriation. And I'd ask for unanimous support in this bill. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
So further debate? Are you ready for the question? Question is, shall the Finance Committee substitute for House Bill 240 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Representative Adams?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. From no to yes.
Representative Hurlburt? Representative Baska?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. From no to yes.
Representative McBride?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. From no to yes.
If you'll punch your green button then, Representative McBride. Clerk, may take the roll.
37 yeas, no nays.
The Finance Committee substitute for House Bill 240 has passed the House. Representative Abood.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call on passage of Committee Substitute for House Bill 240 Finance be considered the roll call in the effective date clause.
Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. This brings us to the end of today's calendar. Representative Duncan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to bring up at this time my reconsideration of House Bill 66.
Representative Duncan has brought up his his reconsideration of House Bill 66. Will the clerk please read the bill?
Committee substitute for House Bill number 66, Labor and Commerce, by the Labor and Commerce Committee. An act relating to fiscal notes on bills that affect state retirement systems and providing for an effective date.
Is there debate? Are you ready for the question? Question is, shall the Labor and Commerce Committee substitute for House Bill 66, which is before us in third reading, under reconsideration, pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Clerk, may take the roll.
35 yeas, 2 nays.
The Labor and Commerce Committee substitute for House Bill 66 has passed the House on reconsideration. Representative Abood.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call on passage of Committee Substitute for House Bill 66, Labor and Commerce, be considered the roll call in the effective date clause.
Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Without objection, I'd like to move back up the daily order of business to read in some reports of standing committees. Hearing none, will the clerk please read reports of standing committees?
The Committee on Finance has had sponsor substitute for House Bill 33, making a special appropriation to the Department of Public Safety for a state trooper facility in Anchorage and providing for an effective date. Under consideration, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill 33, Finance, with the same title, and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Adams, Chairman, concurred in by Adams, Flood, Ward, Bettesworth, Martin, Pestinger, and Lindauer. Having no recommendation, Hurlburt. Sponsor substitute for House Bill 33 has no further referral. The Committee on Labor and Commerce has had sponsor substitute for House Bill 258, establishing a special investment tax credit under consideration. Recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill 258, Labor and Commerce, with the same title, and attaches a zero fiscal note, and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Furness, Chairman, concurred in by Furness, Cowdery, Ringstead, and Euling. Signing do pass if amended, Wente, Malone, and Kopanen. Sponsor substitute for House Bill 258 has a further referral to Finance. The Committee on Hess has had sponsor substitute for House Bill 270 relating to child pornography under consideration. Recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill 270 Hess with the same title. Recommends it do pass and attaches a new fiscal note. The report was signed by the co-chairmen, Tischer and Fritz. Signing do pass, Tischer, Fritz, M.W. Miller, Davis, and Gall. Sponsor substitute for House Bill 270 has a further referral to Judiciary. I have no further standing committee reports, Mr. Speaker.
This brings us back to unfinished business. Is there unfinished business to come before the body? Representative Abood.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that Representative Schultz be excused from April 7th through April 10th. Representative Flood be excused from plain time April 21st through April 23rd.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the members are excused on the dates and times requested. Representative Miller.
Speaker, I ask unanimous consent that Representative Wente be excused from the call from Friday noon, April 8th through Monday, April 11th.
Is there objection? Hearing none, Representative Wente is excused on the dates requested. Is there further unfinished business to come before the body? Announcement of committee meetings. Representative Adams.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Besides the regular schedule in House Finance, on tomorrow at 1:30, we're going to take up the Department of Military Affairs FY84 budget. Also on Friday, we'll take up the Office of the Governor's FY84 budget. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Cowdery.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. State Affairs today at 1 p.m. we'll be have a meeting with House Bill 176. Employment preferences for vets, and House Bill 306, burial allowances for vets.
Representative Cato.
The Transportation Committee has a little bit of a change of a schedule, and I'd like to announce it. Tomorrow morning at 8:30, we'll be taking HB 150, the water fuel tax, HB 199, a bill relating to outdoor recreation facilities, and HCR 10, the Whittier access. I would appreciate everybody getting there on time because we do have a busy schedule.
Representative Phillips.
Mr. Speaker, the Special Committee on Legislative Reform will be meeting tomorrow, April 7th, Thursday, in the Belts Room, and we will have a work draft dealing with the conflict of interest legislation.
Further announcement of committee meetings, Representative Euling.
Yes, the Special Committee on State Loans and the Community and Regional Affairs Committee will meet jointly tomorrow at 3:15 in Capitol Room 519 to hear testimony on 302, an act relating to the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation and to the Rural Nonconforming Loan Programs. Also tomorrow at 5 o'clock in the 118, the Special Committee on State Loans will meet in regard to student loans.
Are those House bills, Representative Euling?
Yes, they are. House Bill 302.
Representative Abood.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It's a pleasure for me to announce to the House today that the eloquent guest speaker at the Republican lunch at the Baranoff Hotel at noon today will be our own Representative Fritz.
Further announcements? Special orders. Representative Furness.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I request the permission of the floor to speak on button up your overcoat.
You have the floor, Representative Furness.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Throughout our lives, a number of oftentimes embarrassing things may happen to us. As an example of going to a barbershop to get a haircut, fall asleep and find that an apprentice cut your hair. Or perhaps going to
have your tonsils taken out and discovering that they're going to be done as an outpatient. Or perhaps even more so, finding that you've got a flat tire only 30 minutes before catching a plane, especially on Friday afternoon in Juneau. Or perhaps having a blind date and finding out that the date is indeed blind. But Mr. Speaker, this morning I had the pleasure in coming to the chamber. I found something that someone has indeed lost, and that's a button. And perhaps one of the most embarrassing things is something that can totally destroy a wardrobe is to lose a button. And I have that button here, and I would ask each member of this chamber to look. It looks like it perhaps came off of a sport coat of some type. And if anyone chose to claim this, I do have it here, and I'll put it next to my eagle. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Malone.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have lost a button off my sports coat, and I don't know how many other buttons I've lost around this place, but probably quite a few. I'd like the privilege of the floor to ask a question regarding the report we received from the Special Committee on Legislative Reform.
Yeah, the floor, Representative Malone.
Thank you, Speaker. I presume this report that we have on our desk, dated April 5th, is a preliminary report on the conflict of interest issues that was called for in the resolution establishing the committee, and I just had one question on it. In the first paragraph there, the first recommendation, I see that the committee's recommending establishment of a commission, and that commission would make a report to a presiding officer of a house in the case where there's a violation, I guess, of conflict of interest laws. And that's a question that I have, is if a violation of law occurs, it seems to me that the report ought to go to the Department of Law or other appropriate authorities. And whether this we're talking about here are guidelines for standards or review of cases where a violation of law has occurred. And I'd like to get a clarification as to what the committee is doing in this area. It would be the first time that the legislature would, in effect, be moving into the area of, I guess, taking over grand jury powers if they followed that recommendation.
Representative Phillips.
Mr. Speaker, as it's no secret, either in the legislature or in general public, we've been having quite a difficult time for numerous reasons in our Legislative Reform Committee. However, we just got the draft, at least I did, and the other two members of the Special Committee on Legislative Reform just got the draft just a few minutes ago, and it's my intent that the AG should handle this. No final decisions have been made yet until all six members of that committee make the final recommendations in the form of legislation. Hopefully we'll have that final draft dealing with the conflict of interest legislation by Friday or Saturday afternoon for deliberation by both the House and the Senate. No final decisions have been made yet. So I want to emphasize that. Anybody who wants to have a copy of this bill, please be free to, this draft copy, I should say, be free to contact my office. I'm more than willing to supply that copy for you. Tomorrow we will have a meeting. Friday we'll have a meeting. Hopefully by Friday afternoon, the committee can be of one mind to pass out a bill to recommend to the legislature. And Mr. Speaker, the only thing I can say is that this is a very difficult issue because it's very personal. It's dealing with all 60 members of the legislature. Everybody's got an opinion on this, including the public. And we're trying our best to expedite the wishes of this body and the next body as far as meeting the April 15th deadline. And some of these landmines or pitfalls that we're having right now are not helping us in that time schedule. But however, I want to emphasize that it's my intent to have a bill out by Friday or Saturday afternoon and for the legislature to consider dealing with the conflict of interest. And if you have any other questions, I'll be more than happy to answer to either here on the floor of the House or in private.
Representative Malone.
Through the chair, Mr. Speaker, I thank the chairman for his explanation, and I apologize if I caught the chairman by surprise. I just had seen this report for the first time when I got to my desk this morning, and that one question concerned me. Thank you.
Representative Winty.
Mr. Speaker, I request the privilege of the floor under special orders to address Canadian relations.
You have the floor, Representative Winty.
Mr. Speaker, I'd call your attention to the report we received about our delegation trip to Canada last week, and I'd bring your attention to very serious nature in which I have addressed Canadian relations on this floor earlier in the session. And I'm pleased to see that the seriousness of our relations with Canada has been pursued. A particular note from the delegation of last week, though, was that the prior type of delegation, or at least the last time that the legislative body over there allowed a presentation before them, was from Princess Anne, and I would certainly commend the Speaker King and the Majority Leader Queen for designating a very capable person and the bestowing the responsibility and honor of organizing this trip by sending Prince Phillips to make that presentation.
Further special orders. Representative Abboud.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It's a distinct pleasure to move and ask unanimous consent that the House stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. Thursday, April 7th, 1983.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the House stands adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.